The Massachusetts economy should continue to grow next year because of a firming real estate market, relatively low unemployment, and prospects for more exports, particularly to markets in Asia. The federal budget cuts could slow the state's economy but are not likely to plunge it into recession. This is according to an analysis of comments from regional economists published in the UMass economic journal Mass Benchmarks. The report notes the Massachusetts economy had a relatively good year in 2012. The state's gross domestic product growth exceeded national growth. The unemployment rate hovered around 6.5%, which is considerably lower than the national rate of just under 8%. Daniel Hodge, director of economic and public policy research at the UMass Donahue Institute, says economic growth in 2013 will remain tepid.
And there really isn't any expectation of fast growth either at the state or national level, you know, in the next year or possibly two.
Nonetheless, Hodge said he is optimistic about the economy in western Massachusetts. He said investments in transportation and broadband infrastructure should start to pay off.
There's a lot, you know, of positives to build on, and I think a lot of things are actually happening in the area. For a while, I think there's a perception that things weren't moving forward, and I feel like they really they are, and the region can hopefully build on that momentum.
Jobs were actually lost, even in the education and healthcare sectors, in the Springfield metro area last year. The workforce is aging, and young people lack skills.
Big question, I think, is how do we get an even stronger, you know, labor pool that's ready to attract more companies.
The Mass Benchmarks report warned the Massachusetts economy relies heavily on sectors that will be hit hard by federal budget cuts, including defense contractors and research institutes. An earlier report by the Economic Journal predicted the cuts would eventually cost the state 50,000 jobs. Hodge believes that estimate is high.
Whatever benefits there are of longer-term deficit reduction, there will be some immediate hits if those kinds of spending cuts are implemented.
The idea behind the sequester was the cuts would be so onerous, public complaints would prompt Congress and the White House to strike a deal to stop it. But so far, the tactic has not worked. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal said he's heard from no constituents about the sequester.
No, because I don't think they've felt it yet. That's the damaging part of the argument. And I think that there's a psychological impact here when you get, as I've noted, business people sitting on substantial amounts of money, reluctant to invest that money until they have an idea of where we're going.
Neal voted against the sequester. He called it a fallow procedure and an artificial device.
I object to the idea that these cuts can be made across the board. Part of being elected is to choose priorities.
The plan to lock in automatic budget cuts was produced in 2011 as the Republican-controlled House and the White House battled over raising the debt ceiling. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.